The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hacked we're out alone. Riders on the storm,
there's that a is so on the 60s, road. Right? You hear the vibrato?
His brain is squirming like a toad.
It's so funny, at the whole sound of the Doors from the 60s, man. Right? Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's rainy, it's stormy. I guess it's a Hurricane Isaias is coming up. And later in the day, you got to be careful. We'll talk to Joe Lundberg in just a little while, because the storm is going to cause tornadoes, possibly. So watch the wind. And we talked to Chief Andy DeMora, and the first deputy commissioner of the New York City Emergency Management Department. He said, just tie everything down. That was good advice. Tie everything down. Just be careful, please. Stay attento. You watch yourself, because it's going to be a little crazy as we go on. Nothing major after Sandy and all that. It's not so bad, but please, I worry about you, you know. So you got to be take it seriously and be careful. If you're down the shore and you're listening down the shore, as Sheriff Sean Golden told us, please be careful, because the riptides are going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's been a very interesting year in that regard, and very rough down there. So just stay out of the water. Man, I don't know how I did it when I was a kid, man. We used to just live for this weather. We'd live for it, and we'd surf it. And I was 13, 15 years old, and my surfboard was like almost 10 feet long, an old Malibu board. Then I had an old Dewey Weber board. Oh, yeah, with that stringer right down the middle, man. Remember that Dewey Weber skeg on the bottom of the ball? Yeah. But we used to just take off on those waves. Had to be 10 feet high. What was I thinking? Oh, man. So please be careful. Please be careful, because, now I'm at an age now. Just take it easy. Nobody, don't do anything that can hurt you. I don't want you to get hurt. Please be careful. Why did I sound like Tom Carvel all of a sudden? I went into a Tom Carvel voice.
If this was Wednesday, it would be Sunday at Carvel, but unfortunately it's Tuesday. So I'll pay for that hamburger on Tuesday if you let me buy one today. Then.
I went Tom Carvel and Tom Carvel with Fudgy the whale. But
come on, Fudgy the whale, Cookie Puss. It was about, hey, it's Cookie Puss. I mean, it was great.
I miss Tom Carvel. Bring Tom Carvel back. You get older, you slip. This is going to happen to me in the home. Joe, I'm going to slip into the
commercials.
Remember they had that thing called ice cream?
I'm waiting for you to recreate the Apex Tech commercial, because that's what we need. Now, I can't call you to make the first take the first step. You have to call us. Remember, you get to keep the tools when you finish your training?
Oh, yeah, I remember
You know what's funny? So that guy was a character actor who was in a bunch of different commercials. But what's funny is that those are the types of jobs that we need now. We need electricians. We need people to fix cars. We need mechanics. We need HVAC guys. Plumbers. Those are jobs that are going by the wayside. And by the way, those jobs pay a considerable amount of money.
Hello.
And you don't need a college education. You can get started when you get out of high school. And within 2 years, you can be working and making money. Now, I can't call you to take the first step. You have to call us.
Joe Sebelius rethinking his career in broadcasting.
I am. What?
But do you know how many times my dad used to tell me when we'd see that Apex commercial, oh, look, you got to call. You get the training. They give you the tools. Like, he was like, they give them to you. I'm like, no, they don't give them to you, Dad. You got to pay for it for the school. But
I couldn't even install a ceiling fan with my father a few weeks ago. I mean, I was getting screamed at and hollered at because I couldn't.
He put the ceiling fan in by himself?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't hire an electrician. We do it ourselves, and the whole house goes out.
I thought the same thing. I said, okay, ceiling fan. So now Olivia, she's like Barb the Builder, we call her. You know, Barb the Builder, because she's really good, my 15-year-old.
Really?
She really is good. Oh, yeah, around the house. You have no idea. She knows what to do, but bang on. And I'm going, she needs a ceiling fan, exactly like you said. And I said, okay, well, and I called my friend, the electrician. I said, come on over and put the fan in. I could have never done it. I'm so bad at that stuff. I would have shorted out the whole thing. And then I'm always afraid if I do something, God forbid, it's going to cause, like, God forbid, a fire or something like that, you know?
Well, maybe. And you're in the middle of nowhere, so the fire department won't be able to get to you to hose the house down. So that's
bears,
a problem.
The bears can put
See,
it out.
See, the best friend that you can make, though, in anything is a plumber. If you're friends with a plumber, it's fantastic. Because my buddy's a plumber, and if I have an issue and I call him, and I always say, you know, I hate to bother you. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be over. He takes care of it.
Huge.
I pay him in beer. He's a great friend.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You do a beer trade-off with the plumber?
Well, he's a beer trade-off with the plumber? You've met him and his wife. They were at one of your performances on Staten Island.
Why didn't you introduce me, man? I could use a guy like that.
Because he's not driving an hour and a half to your house. He's my plumber. He's not yours. Get your own.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's where the society is going, Al, you know?
Well, that's what it is. Plumbers are like a secret society or a good car mechanic. If you know one, you usually don't tell everybody about them because you want to keep that person to yourself.
That's so true, man. Unbelievable. Hey, Joe on the radio with Joe Sebelia and the Big Al. I see the calls, and, you know, I can take some calls now. Let me take a look at the time. Yeah, we're doing good. 9-11 right now at 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. I love that you join the soiree every morning. I love it because we never know what's going to happen. We opened up. The computer went down. I fixed it. I fixed the son of a gun. I beat the Chinese. I beat Apple. I got them. Now, because I said that, that'll break down. In another minute, but we got everything up and running, and I love that you're with us.
Do we appreciate it very much, Tim Apple?
Yeah, well, really, I tell you, we really have, I think, solutions to a lot of the problem. And the one thing that is unsettling to me, aside from New York going down the tubes, and you'll hear Greg Gutfeld coming up momentarily. I want to ask Greg, he's got a book. We got to get Greg's book, by the way. It's called The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. They're all talking about how weird it is in New York, how dangerous it is in New York to come, just to go to work. You can't do it. And no one, not one person cares enough about the city to step up. And who are they going to offend? Who are they going to offend? The way left wing? And is this what they want? And is this what AOC wants? Could someone please call me and explain to me this? Is this it? So when you see New York and you see Seattle and you see Portland and you see Richmond start to go, and you see what's happening in these cities, these great cities. Look at Chicago, Illinois, and you see all these cities, like the president himself says, and he's not wrong, where he goes, they're all Democrat-run cities. And when you're going to go into a voting booth, and then you see AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar lecture us how bad we are, how racist we are, how bad this country is, and then you want to stop right there, and you want to just go, show us what life would be like under your regime. And here it is. It's New York City. You got a communist mayor. What gets me, and I need your help here. When Mayor de Blasio is by himself, because I hear when you talk about Bill de Blasio, you know, is he smoking weed? Is he not smoking weed? You know, maybe he should take the edict, acid before weed. I'm just saying, that's what we started the show with this morning. I'm just kidding. I'm very, very anti-drug. But in his quiet moments, whether he's stoned, doesn't he think, oh my God, look at the city. Look what, with Mike Gallagher, you got to listen to Mike coming up at 10:05, what he just said about that New York Post piece about the police just trying to get around the city. This is what you want? This is what you want? Is this what AOC wants? This is the liberal left agenda? This is it? This is what Joe Biden stands for? This is the argument. And I say it objectively. This is what you want? What are we doing? The political correctness that we have to watch. All of it is not working. It doesn't work. And that's why I walked away, and that's why so many millions of other people walked away. And we're just trying to do the right thing. 877-970-2999. You let me know what you're thinking. Hey, I'm going to go to E. Frank. We've held him far too long. And E. Frank, you got the airwaves, brother. Sorry to keep you waiting. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, God bless the Lord. And thank you, Joe, for having me on the air. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys. And with the departure of Frank Morano, basically, I'm annoyed and I'm disgusted by what's going on in the five boroughs. We have no say here. We can write letters to the mayor. We can contact the police commissioner by email. It's to no avail. The gangs have overtaken many of the streets here. You know, you can't go out to work. We're under phase four. We have to deal with issues involving pandemic regulations for the city. On top of that, at any given moment and any given subway car, anywhere you go, someone just confronts you. There is no anti-crime units. There are no undercover detectives running around in subway cars or specialized NYPD units. It's complicated now, and you have a situation where at any given moment, someone from, I don't want to stereotype this issue, but some individual from a housing development, I'm surrounded by four housing developments, Joe, can come out of anywhere and says, hey, what's wrong with you? Give me your wallet. And, you know, you can't go to a kiosk. You can't use your cell phone that fast.
Yeah.
And you look at the statistics. Every Saturday and Sunday, for some reason, in all five boroughs, you see bodies pile up, people being shot for no apparent reason, and detectives can't find the reason why. This has never happened. Rudy Giuliani and Commissioner O'Neill took a stranglehold on this, and now Commissioner Shea seems to be lost on the issue.
Well, Frank, thank you. A great call, and I feel for you, man. I mean, in a nutshell, right there, in 60 seconds, E. Frank just painted the picture of the way New York is right now. It's New York, man. What is going on? I don't know. And I don't blame the police, because the police are ordered to stand down. And then I said, what is Governor Cuomo doing? And Arthur Idala said Governor Cuomo really shouldn't get involved in the state. But it's an emergency, is it not? But my question is this, and I ask it objectively and pleadingly, why isn't the press all over this? They should be lambasting Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo the way they do President Trump, because the difference is President Trump has actually accomplished things. That's not a pro-Donald Trump statement. The president, look at the list of accomplishments, whether you like his personality or not. But why the press is with kid gloves in Chicago with Mayor Lightfoot? The press should be all over it. All over it. It's a nightmare. And the press lets it go, and they're irresponsible. That's why we reached out. I asked Joe Sabila to reach out to this gal from MSNBC. And again, I don't mean to make a thing of it, but, you know, because I can't stand when sometimes I'm watching a show, and I know we got a break in a second, but I watch a show, and I'm watching, and they go, oh, this is what CNN said. And I'm going to myself, I don't care what CNN says at this point, because they're so biased. Well, on MSNBC, they say, I don't really care, but I think they do. The formula is to show what the other side says, and then we will answer it, and they kind of have, you know, make fun. So I understand the formula, but I don't like it, because I'm watching you. I don't want to watch CNN. Don't tell me what's on CNN. I want to hear what you have to say, you know? So I don't mean to go to MSNBC here, but it is it's a kind of a vital story where a former MSNBC producer wrote a scathing open letter explaining why she recently left the cable news network. July 24th was my last day at MSNBC. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I simply can't stay there anymore. Ariana Picari wrote on her personal website, my colleagues are very smart people with good intentions. The problem is the job itself. It forces skilled journalists to make bad decisions on a daily basis. There's just so, and here she went on to say, it's possible that I'm more sensitive to the editorial process due to my background in public radio, where no decision I ever witnessed was predicated on how a topic or guest would rate, quote unquote. The longer I was at MSNBC, the more I saw such choices. It's practically baked into the editorial process, and those decisions affect news content every day. It's taboo to discuss how the rating scheme distorts content simply taken for granted. Behind closed door, industry leaders will admit the damage that's being done. You know what? This girl is right. I'd love to get her on the show, but I don't know that she will, and I don't mean to attack her. I don't mean to attack anybody, but the press has been irresponsible with this pandemic. It's been an embarrassment. The press has been an embarrassment. When it comes to the Mueller probe, dealing with the president, they've been an embarrassment. I'm sorry. I am just sorry. And they're so off base. 877-970-2999. Also, speaking of which, I see President Trump just tweeted this about 59 minutes ago. People are not happy that the players are not standing for our national anthem. What were we just talking about in the last hour with Arthur Idala? Perhaps President Trump is listening, and we would be honored if that is the case. But, you stand for the anthem, stand for the flag. If you're an athlete, you're going to kneel. I ain't watching you, not for a split second. I'm not even going to bother with it because I have no interest in what your political motive is. Play the ball. You know, who said shut up and dribble? You know, I hate to say it, but you know what? You got to think about it. I have no inkling to be lectured by professional athletes making $20 million a year. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. Give us a call. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic. The storm's coming in. It's going to get worse. You know, just in a few hours, Joe Lumberg will check in with us as well. But Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, as the winds pick up, definitely want to be really careful. Keep both hands firmly on the steering wheel, traveling around. Let's go out to the Deegan. The Deegan southbound, still a tough ride getting down toward the stadium. Again, a car went into the divider from the northbound side and ended up on the southbound side of the Deegan. It was actually a truck, and it looks like two lanes blocked in each direction still on the Deegan right by the stadium. Stop-and-go traffic at the inbound GWB upper level with a disabled vehicle. And we're seeing some volume here over on the LIE westbound as you get out toward the Van Wyck, getting right out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound right by the LIE, getting reports of flooding already on that ramp. Definitely want to be careful with the flooding that's expected today as well in some areas. Let's see what's happening with the weather. Rain and very windy today. High of 79 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product. And I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Audiences everywhere are saying Uncle Tom is a must-see movie.
Uncle Tom was amazing, simply brilliant.
Uncle Tom's the finest, most thought-provoking documentary I've ever seen.
Oh my God, what an amazing movie.
Every American needs to watch your film.
It doesn't matter if you're left, right, or center, it's a great movie.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
An eye-opening masterpiece of the real history of America.
I am blown away.
Breathtaking. I sat here with tears rolling down my face through most of this movie. Thank you so very, very much for doing this.
Uncle Tom is one of the most important documentaries of our time.
I highly recommend everyone get it. I wish I could figure out a way to get everybody to watch it.
Purchase now at UncleTom.com. Use promo code Dan for 20% off.
I think that you may save America with this movie.
UncleTom.com.
Dennis Prager explains how important this election will be.
If you put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez
on one end of the political moral spectrum, and John F. Kennedy at the other end. She's a 10, he's a 1. In terms of leftism, the Democratic Party is at 8.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. 924, Greg Gutfeld's coming up a little bit. We'll take your calls if you'd like in a moment at 877-970-2999. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank. We know you have many banking choices, but I can tell you that nobody delivers the personal touch like Empire State Bank. I know that because I know the good folks over at Empire State Bank. And if you need a PPP loan, if you're confused, as we all are, through this quote-unquote pandemic, what you're eligible for, just go to esbna.com, please, esbna.com. Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. You know, you see all these big banks gobbling up everything. No, no. Empire State Bank treats you with respect. You will get to know your banker by his or her first name. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located there, right? And they're there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking, savings, to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right there in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect you electronically, you know, during this time of a social distancing, keeping you safe, you know. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, but we want you to go to ensbna.com. You got a question about, these loans that you're supposed to get. You have a question about your business. You have a question about your nonprofit. Phil Guarneri and the great team at Empire State Bank are there for you like nobody else. Empire State Bank, I've seen it firsthand, and we're proud to tell you about Empire State Bank, ESBNA.com, ESBNA.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Happy birthday to the Coast Guard. They have their own theme song out. That's what this is,
yes,
huh?
They do. Yes, they do. Oh, 230th birthday of the Coast Guard.
Wow. So I'm looking at the numbers here. This is from John Solomon and Just the News. About, my goodness gracious, racial justice becomes lucrative. Al Sharpton's $1 million compensation. Do you know Al makes $1 million? Did you know that? And we wish everybody the best. But isn't it supposed to be, isn't he like a non-profit? It's not, isn't it a 501c3?
Yeah, he owes a lot of money, but he's got insurance. You know, that's the insurance that you pay to Al Sharpton. He is the biggest fake fraud on the face of the planet. And when he stands up and starts talking, goodbye.
Yeah, I'm
done.
I do too. And I have to tell you, let me just, before I go into this article by John Solomon, I've known Al for many, many years. I've seen him. I told you when I went to the SNL reunion, they sat me right next to Al. He's very nice, very warm and gracious. And he's at the grand place where they smoke the cigars at the top of the sixes there, you know, and he's there. Why is he there? If you are part of a nonprofit, a 501c3, organization, you're allowed to make $1 million. Like, there's a percentage that you should use for operating expenses. That's, it's a nonprofit organization. How does someone in charge of this National Action Network, how do you make $1 million? And for what? And what has he done? For lecturing, for going and doing speeches at funerals? And then yet ignoring children when they're shot and killed, the black children in the cities, and go, and again, Sharpton was paid a total of $1.2 million between January to, is it $1 million a year, or is it $1 million? We have to look at this over a certain amount of time. In any case, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And if it's overextended amount of time, if you have a 501c3 and you're helping out an inner city neighborhood and you're going to help out and you want indeed to make sure that black lives matter, you're taking $1 million? I mean, am I missing something here, Albert? Am I missing something here? And doesn't he owe a lot of taxes? I mean, like, we all owe a lot of taxes, but I mean, doesn't he still owe
He doesn't owe the amount that he did a number of years ago, but he still owes a considerable amount to the IRS. I mean, his own daughter tried to get, you know, disability or whatever, and then the dunce is on Instagram taking pictures about how she hiked up a mountain. She had a bad ankle or whatever, and she's hiking on a mountain taking pictures on Instagram. Again, the guy is fraud. He's fraudulent. Anybody that believes this guy and the stuff that comes out of his mouth, he's a moron.
But MSNBC's on a show on MSNBC.
I love him. Because all of these networks, look, I mean, let's face it. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, I don't care who it is, right? They all pander to whatever is going to get people glued to the television. So there are times when all of these places use stories to fit their narrative instead of just presenting the news and letting us decide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. We don't have the days of the Walter Cronkites anymore, who just tell us the news and then we decide on our own how we feel about whatever story it is that they're telling us about. Instead, it's rammed down our throats. And I don't care what side of the political side that you're on, whether it's Republican or Democrat. The networks, and especially Fox and CNN. Fox is Republican. CNN is Democratic. It couldn't be any plainer. Anybody that doesn't see that is ridiculous.
Yep. And again, Al Sharpton, he's welcome to call in, but I'm just confused. That's a lot of money that he's taken from a 501c3. Hey, Joe on the radio, I wanted to touch on this story because sometimes, and we're going to break, and then we're going to go to Greg Gutfeld. And we want you to check out Greg's new book called The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. And this is just something that this Jersey judge, Al, do you see this U.S. District Judge Esther Salas?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, what a nightmare.
Heartbreaking.
I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of a lot of the judges, and I understand. But politics aside, just as a father, what this poor gal and her husband went through because of some creep, some absolute creep. But she was so eloquent. She did a video and she spoke publicly for the first time since a monster is the way she called it. Fatally shot her son, wounded her husband. Mm-hmm. Said she believed she was targeted because of her position, insisting that her son's death. I mean, just a horror. The video was courageous that she did this video. It was in a sad way, so beautiful and touching. And that she went on to say she's living every parent's worst nightmare as they make the necessary plans to bury their 20-year-old son, Daniel Mark, shot and killed on July 19th. So now I just want to make sure it's clear. She's thinking the judges, their lives should be private. She wants
a federal law passed to prevent people from finding, you know, where these federal judges live. Everybody's information is public. So they want their information to be suppressed as much as possible. The problem is anybody with the wherewithal, and this piece of garbage, I don't even want to give his name, but this piece of garbage that did this, with a Google search or with a couple of things, you can find out anybody's information and find out exactly where they live, where their work address is, all this stuff.
Terrible. I don't think you should. Not only judges, regular people shouldn't have that happen. You know, somebody said, I said they couldn't find my house out in the boondocks once. They said, "Oh, we did a Google. We did a Google map. Earth." Google,
well, the FBI did, and they couldn't find you.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know, right? So, I know. But, I mean, they could Google my hat. They shouldn't. That's a privacy situation.
I agree with you on that. And you know, it's funny. I have a friend of mine, a colleague in the business. She, I don't even want to get into all of the details, but she spent almost 2 years and thousands of dollars to get every reference of her scrubbed off of the internet.
Wow.
It took a long time of stuff that I don't want to get into, but you know, it just, somebody found her phone, they found information on there and started spreading it all over the place, and it took her thousands of dollars and 2 years to get all of that off. So again, it's another one of those things where you got to watch what you put out there, but also with these federal judges, they should be protected. I shouldn't know where federal judge so-and-so lives because this person, you know, wronged me in a case or judged against me. I shouldn't have that information.
What was this guy? This guy, this monster, as
he was a whack judge, job. He was going after a lot of people, and apparently, he had a case in front of her a number of years ago where he lost. Yeah. And so he's, you know, he went after her. But he flew to California, apparently, killed a judge, flew back, then targeted this woman and was targeting another person before he took his own life. I mean, and think about it. They're spending a Sunday in their house. The doorbell rings. It's supposedly a FedEx guy, and it's this piece of garbage, shoots the husband. The son runs upstairs, and he's dead. And it's terrible.
Well, our hearts go out to Esther Salas and her husband, and Daniel Mark, rest in peace, and hopefully something will be done. And she was just courageous, and it was so eloquent the way she did it. I wanted to mention it on the air. Joe on the radio, 934 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Greg Gutfeld is going to join us. He's got a new book, and we're going to talk about Greg's life in New York with the demise of the city and the state that it's in these days. Right now, Big Al standing by with the local news, live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open and it's up about 12 points, having just opened about 5 minutes ago. A Long Island woman is facing charges for fleeing the scene of an accident that left two children on their bikes with serious injuries. Police arrested 31-year-old Shannon Palmer outside her Hop Hog home early this morning, charged her with two counts of leaving the scene of an incident with serious physical injury. The driver allegedly left after hitting a 9-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy on their bikes last night on Express Drive North in Ronkonkoma around 7:30 p.m. The younger boy had to be airlifted to the hospital. New York Waterway offering a one-week free ferry trial to some first-time ferry commuters, and it's for commuters who have moved into a new residence within 1 mile of a ferry terminal in the last 6 months. The e-ticket is good for 7 days. New York Waterway currently has service to and from New York City out of New Jersey terminals in Weehawken, Hoboken, Jersey City, and in Monmouth County. In sports, Yankees a 6-3 win over the Phillies in the Bronx. Tonight's game against the Phillies has been postponed at the stadium. They'll make that up in Philadelphia tomorrow with a doubleheader starting at 4:05. The Mets ended a 5-game losing streak with a 7-2 win over the Braves in Atlanta. Jacob deGrom striking out 10 over 6 innings of 2-run ball for his first win on the season. In the NHL, up in the bubble in Canada, the Hurricanes over the Rangers 4-1. If the Hurricanes beat the Rangers today, they will have knocked out the Rangers from possibly moving on to postseason play. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhaime has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. It looks like problems continue for us on the Deegan this morning. Deegan moving slowly in both directions by the stadium. It's all due to an accident with a truck into the divider. He was traveling northbound, went into the southbound lanes. So again, all lanes subject to closure north and south on the Deegan right by the stadium as they continue to clean up the mess here as you head through that area. Now, if you're heading to the inbound GWB upper level, it's a stall tractor trailer moving a little bit slowly here across the upper level. Lincoln 5 minutes in. Holland Tunnel, just a minor delay. Over on the Taconic North at Miller Hill Road into East Fishkill, watch out for a downed tree. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you. Over on 1 and 9 northbound, getting up toward Newark Liberty Airport, a disabled truck is off on the shoulder. Rain and wind today. And with the windy conditions, please take it slowly. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
This is Larry Marino with Newsmakers, sponsored by Job Creators Network Foundation. And today we're talking about the coronavirus with Dr. Jane Hughes, an ophthalmic surgeon from San Antonio. Dr. Hughes, thanks for joining us. You've been a teacher and a school board trustee. What should the public be asking when it comes to reopening schools?
There are two major questions. The first, is school an essential service? If Walmart, Home Depot, and liquor stores are considered essential services, then we should all be able to agree that schools are an essential service. Which brings us to really the more important question, and that is, are schools safe for students and teachers? Germany and Denmark especially have excellent data. They opened up their schools in April, and with very close monitoring, they found there was no uptick with just some common sense precautions. The data shows that there is no public health justification to not reopen the schools in person.
Dr. Hughes, how does this time away from school affect our children? And given the whole picture, how do you personally feel about sending your grandchildren back to school?
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, children have suffered psychological, sociological, and educational harm
We lost one third of the academic school year, and they also were kept away from their social interactions with their peers. We risk an entire generation who are socially fearful, who are hypochondriacal, who are ill-equipped to move through life with independence, confidence, and courage. I have three grandchildren. I have absolutely adamant that it is important for our children to go to school, that the school is actually the safest place for them to be. I would be the first one in line sending my kids to school.
To learn more, go to flattenthefear.com. That's flattenthefear.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Greg Gutfeld's coming up in a second. I want to tell you about my buddies over at Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Iggy is my man, Iggy Giuffre, one of the great guys on the planet, and Alex Cancella. Let me tell you the deals at Route 22 Toyota, then I'll give you the number, and then we're going to go to Mr. Gutfeld. But you can get into a new Toyota for if you're a qualified buyer. Look at this, 0% APR financing, up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models, right? This is from Alex Cancella. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. 0% interest for up to 5 years, zero down leases. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Hello? Is this on? Lady? 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. And by the way, everything is like fogged and disinfected. They got masks. They're staying safe. They're social distancing at the state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside. You want to call, please, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Greg Gutfeld, the host of the Greg Gutfeld Show and The Five on Fox News Channel, author of the new book, The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. Hey, Greg, welcome back to the show, man. Always great to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Always fun to be with you.
Well, that's great. You know, and your buddy Joe from Fox Nation, we had a great time with him. Thank you for that.
I got
a nice... That was very, very, very professional. And you know what was great about it? They went in New Jersey, and I didn't have to travel far. I stayed home. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about Joe Escalante. Joe Escalante, who was the founding bass player for the Vandals.
And it
was
they
had you do. He's like producing a show for Fox Nation that has to do with like haunted. Is it like haunted houses or some haunted places, and he wanted to do one in New Jersey, right? And you were the guy.
We talked about the Jersey Devil, Monsters Across America,
right?
Casey McDowell. Yeah, and it was great. Yeah. It was absolutely great. So thank you, man. I was thinking about you. Hey, Greg, you know, I want to talk about your book. And I know this new book we're going to chat about, but it was so telling on the air. And, you know, I'm a fan. We're all fans, Greg. We love you, man. And when you started talking about New York and you get fired up and you're saying you have staff that can't even walk down the streets in New York safely anymore. Greg Gutfeld. Tell us
crazy.
About that, please.
Well, I mean, I have a hard time talking about it on the show because people don't believe what I'm like that it's gotten bad. But like, you know, I come to work, I had two employees, females, who said that they can't walk to work. So one of them will take an Uber. It's basically about four blocks to the office. And another one is walking along and watching like open sex trade, open heroin injections, and just creepy dudes trying to grab her along the way. And they talk about this. And it's like, it sounds like 1972 or 1973 New York. And then that's happening. And then meanwhile, you know, my wife was stuck in our apartment when the looting happened. And every block around our apartment was ravaged. Every store was hit. And if you go into the neighborhoods now, I would say most of them are still boarded up, and this is a good neighborhood in New York. And they didn't just hit the good ones. They hit the Bronx. I mean, Bronx is good, but you know what I mean. Expensive. They didn't they didn't just go after expensive neighborhoods. They went after every neighborhood. And Midtown looks bad. Everything is, it's just, it's tragic that we have an absentee landlord for a mayor. And he's just letting this place go because he knows he's done. He knows he's done.
But thank you. Greg Gutfeld, thanks for saying it, man. And I could see some of the folks on Fox, you step up, you're brave enough to say it. And you said it on the air, and your heart came across the television. I was kind of taken back because, you know, I thought, well, we could have some fun. And then you said, wait a minute, but why isn't anybody, Greg? I mean, I know we're you know, people listen around the country to the radio show here, but we're really live and local in New York. So to our fellow, you know, men and women working so hard in the city, why doesn't the press talk the way you talked on television? Why don't they say it? Why don't they deal with this mayor right between the eyes and go, you've got to change it. They're letting it go, Greg.
A couple of reasons. Number one, he's on their side. We have an overwhelming liberal media consensus. So CNN, I mean, look how CNN treated Andrew Cuomo. I mean, like, because his brother is a newscaster. Also you've got Mayor de Blasio, who's a progressive. They're all progressives. That's number one. And number two, most of these people do not live in the danger zones. I think, do you remember that ESPN writer that was saying like, burn it down on Twitter until they got to his neighborhood and then he called the police. So it's like, as long as it's not in my backyard, I'm okay. Yeah. And that's what you're seeing.
That's
what you're seeing.
Greg Gutfeld, I don't know how you keep your schedule, man. You know, you're going all 24/7, kind enough to join us on the radio. Tell us about the Plus. I love the self-help for people who hate self-help. I'm one of those people. What was the impetus to write the book? Yeah.
It's for people like you and me, which is okay. Yeah. It's really easy. It's really easy to have good impulse control if you don't have any options, right? You know what I mean? If you have no options in relationships or spending money or gambling, then it's really good to be disciplined. It's easy to be disciplined. But as you get older and as you have more influence in life, your impulse control can kind of like come under fire. And so my idea was like, okay, is there an exercise that I can do that keeps me from turning into a jerk? And one of them is saying, but before I go on Twitter, before I talk to anybody, I say, is this going to be a plus or a minus? And it's a little exercise. It's a simple exercise. Is this next thing a plus or a minus? And then I decide. And really what it is I've just kind of artificially created impulse control for people like me or you who don't have any. Because, I mean, honestly, when somebody tells you, Joe, when somebody tells you like, oh, you know, I've been married to the same woman for 45 years. And you go, that's great. That's great. But, you know, you also live on a farm and you don't talk to anybody for 45 years. So good for you. But when you live in Manhattan, live in Manhattan or you live in L.A., impulse control is under threat. And then if you get a little bit of fame, you're on SNL when you're in your 20s and 30s, your impulse control is like the first thing that goes. Hey, you want to look? I got some. You want a little snort of this, or do you want that? I mean, do you know what I mean? So it's like you have to. People do not know what to do now when they have all these options, especially if they're lacking any kind of religious tradition. They're how do I deal with, like, if somebody offers you the perfect example of somebody offering you drugs? Yeah. Impulse control will tell you this is going to be a great night, but a terrible morning. So that's where plus and minus comes in. It's like, oh yeah, you'll do this drug, you'll get high, but there's going to be a huge minus waiting for you. And so that's how you, and you, as you get older, you like the big minus always wins, which is I can't deal with the hangover. And that kind of directs your impulse control. So the book is trying to get you to instill our impulse control where there was none. And I feel like it's worked for me because I feel like I'm not. You know what's fun? One more point about it. If you're in a position of power and you become a jerk, you're seeing a lot of this about Ellen DeGeneres. When somebody moves up the chain of influence and power, their impulse control can kind of like wane. And it's really important to maintain a certain graciousness as you move up. And I don't know if I've been perfect in that. So
we haven't heard any complaints, though, Greg Gutfeld. We haven't heard people go, the Gutfeld show, he's a tyrant. I haven't heard any of that. I hear nothing but great things, Greg, I must say.
I blackmail them. I have pictures, you know.
It's in it because you are. Isn't that the wildest thing? Did you? We'll let you go, man. I know Greg's on a tight schedule. Appreciate it. The book is, by the way, The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. You got to get this book. But how wild did you think, Greg? Really? It's you and me. It's Joe and Greg on the radio. It's like, what, did Ellen DeGeneres now? Throwing her under the bus? Did you ever think in a million years? What's going on, man?
No, I mean it is. It just shows you that the left has run out of victims, and now they're turning on their own. They're turning on fellow liberals. They're bored with you and me.
It is true. Greg, I got it. Greg, when did you have the time to write a book? But you got your show. You're doing the five. Yeah, you know, you're doing guest shots, and now you have a time to write a book. I know you're very prolific like that. I know that about you, Greg Gutfeld. But really, is it in the morning when you get up? You do a book, a page here, something like that.
I write the five monologues like every morning, and then after the five, I will take like 90 minutes and write. But the secret is, if anybody's a writer out there, if you can teach yourself to write as fast as you think, so you narrow that space, that's the answer. Because now, I don't think I don't waste a lot of words. If it's in my brain, I can almost formulate it into a sentence.
Beautiful. I love it. Greg Gutfeld, you're a star, and we're proud to know you. The Greg Gutfeld Show, you got to check it out. You check out the five, and the book is The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. Always a great chat with you, Greg. We love you, man. All the best, and we'll be reading the book.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Thank you, Greg. Greg Gutfeld right there. The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. I was always good, though. He what a great point Greg makes, though. You know, Deb, you get it, you break. You know, you're breaking, and then you become pretty well-known. And then people are offering things. I was never a drug guy, so I never got – that was never – kind of got in the way. Relationships, I think that's where I went bad. That's where I went bad.
You like me? You mean you really like me?
I can relate to that.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Sure, I'll have a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
To Greg's point, you should realize how much it's going to cost you at the end of the marriage. You know what I mean? Oh, my Lord. Only me.
Oh, boy. Like you said, you'll be working. You'll be working until you're 100, like you said. That's okay.
That's it. In the home, my kids will come up to me.
Right, Joe?
Who are you? Dad, hi. Hey, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Hey, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Debbie's on the roads right now.
Hey.
She needs no self-help. She's just absolutely perfect. Checking out the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
If that were only true. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning to our fabulous listeners. Let's go out to the Deegan. Deegan is still really tough in both directions, Joe. Getting down toward the stadium, the problem is an accident that happened early this morning. A truck was traveling northbound on the Deegan, ended up in the southbound lanes, and crews are still at the scene trying to clean up the mess. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike, eastern spur, south of 15W. It's a debris spill. So it looks like traffic moving pretty slowly here. Southbound Turnpike Eastern Spur at 15W. Remember, it's a state of emergency in New Jersey. If you have to get out there, please be careful. Let's go out to the Taconic Northbound at Miller Hill Road in East Fishkill. It's a down tree. Speeds are also reduced over at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. 9 southbound getting into Wappingers Falls, a crash as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The home of the brave and the land of the free. This means more to us today than it ever has. And with this pandemic, our military families are sacrificing in many ways most of us can't imagine, all to ensure safety for us and our families for generations to come. Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have shown they love our military families too. By starting Honor Bound Coffee, they've committed 100% of the profits to support and serve well-deserving military families. Honor Bound Coffee is a premium coffee at about 40% less than other premium coffees, and is roasted to order and shipped nearly immediately right to your door, month after month, with a 100% no-hassle cancellation policy. To get started, Pete and Seth know you'll love it, so they're offering 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off your first order, with 100% of the profits going to serve and support military families, like through the Semper Fi Fund. Premier coffee with a purpose, only at HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A tropical storm warning is in effect, a flash flood watch in effect through late tonight, and a coastal flood advisory from 9 this evening until 2 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy, increasingly windy, and humid today with some rain from tropical storm Isaias. That rain will be heaviest in the afternoon and can lead to flash flooding. There could also be a thunderstorm along with an isolated tornado. Winds will gust to 60 miles per hour this afternoon and can be locally damaging. Our high today, 77. Winds will diminish this evening, partly cloudy, warm and humid overnight, though 68 to 72. Tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds, warm and humid, high 84. Thursday, clouds and sun, high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Okay, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, okay? And it could really help you get out of pain, okay? But I can understand that you're a little skeptical. If Relief Factor were a brand-new product, it's been around as long as I've been doing the radio show, you know, almost 7 years. And that's Pete and Seth Talbot are the father-son owners of Relief Factor. Everybody knows Pete and Seth. They love Pete and Seth. Great people. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain, like me, like you, like Al, like Debbie, like all the other testimonials that I've read to you or I have played for you. In fact, let's listen to Janice Rowlett's story.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
Well, thank you, Janice. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead. You can be a little skeptical like we all are, you know, but I respectfully suggest that you might become like me, like Al, like Debbie and so many others, a believer. Back, neck, shoulder, hip or knee pain. You got to check out the 3-week quick start. It's discounted to $19.95, like a trial pack. All right. So go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com or call 800-583-84.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thanks for staying with us. So you got to leave it right there for Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike. Mike is so pro-law enforcement. You know, he's got a nonprofit for officers lost in the line of duty, Gallagher's Army, you know. And you got to just listen to Mike. He's coming up. And just keep it right there if you would, okay? And then we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And thanks for sharing everything today. I'll tell you what, some vital chats today with Dr. Stephen Greer. We love Dr. Greer. Talking the truth. You know, you may disagree. He's so politically incorrect. Correct, but he speaks the truth when it comes to this pandemic. This pandemic is manufactured. It's manufactured. They have not approached it the way the president wanted to approach it from day one. When everything was going in disarray and we said, oh my God, there's a virus upon us. And then the president started talking about what might offset the virus. Do we have medicines that might? The press went crazy. They went crazy. And Twitter does not allow you to talk about it. What is going on? Is it all for the vaccine money? Is that all it's about? I'm going to keep telling you what I keep hearing, and I'm going to be objective on the air. You know, as we get on, whether the computer's working, whether it's a crazy day, a rainy day, whatever it is, we'll have some fun along the way. We found out today, acid before weed. You know, it's a whole story. But you know what? I will tell you things that are good for you. At least I'm trying. So we appreciate you joining us with Arthur Idala and Mike and Greg Gutfeld. Golden, and Chief Andrew DeMora, and Sean Golden, and Dr. Greer. And let's do it again tomorrow. Joe Sebelia, great job. Thank you, my friend. Al, I love you too. And Debbie, we love you. Now go out and make it the best day ever.